views and opinions expressed in the following podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the DVM Production Empire. That's how you know it's good.
You're listening to the DVM Production Empire. Back with content, millions of downloads, taking the world by force. Join the Empire today at DVMPE.com.
Groovy.
Hey there, true believers. This is David Hickney talking to you from Freak of the Week. We are back and ready to go. I'm ready to go. Roger's ready to go. If you don't know who Roger is, you didn't listen to season two, episode one, where I got Roger from my sister. Finally, she did something good. Roger's my pet praying mantis. He or she, because he doesn't have a penis, is awesome. He's joining us today. He's my co-host. Also with us today is Dr. Ty Dillinger Edwards. I think I got that right. He's going to talk to us today about something that is truly horrific, something you need to make sure your kids are aware of, and that is the podhead scenario. Isn't that right, Dr. Dillinger?
Yes.
Dr. Edwards, sorry.
Yes. Where in the bloody hell are we recording?
We are in my sister's basement.
It was an hour and a half drive to get out here.
Please don't talk about where we're at.
This basement is huge. I had to pass a sign that said, "Beware the leopard."
Yeah. You didn't see the leopard, did you?
I did not.
Good. Nah, you're not supposed to see it. It's supposed to come up on you when you're not expecting it.
I see. Or rather, I don't.
Good, 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 good. So, could you maybe explain to our listeners what a podhead is?
Yes, unfortunately, this epidemic has just, you know, ballooned in the last 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
The young people, the millennials...
Oh, yeah.
Some of them have been consuming some of the detergent pods that you will find in department stores.
Okay.
And unfortunately, it's been turning them into zombies, I'm afraid.
Into zombies?
Yes, into actual zombies.
That's messed up.
It's awful. It's bloody awful. It's a bloody epidemic at this point.
So they turn into zombies and they eat our flesh?
Well, no, they don't eat your flesh.
They
eat your clothes. For instance,
like out of your closet?
No, they'll right off your back or for instance, your stained undergarments that you appear to be wearing with nothing on top, they will just consume your soiled undergarments.
Then I'd be naked.
You would, unfortunately.
I don't want to be naked. True believers, I don't want to be naked.
I don't think anybody wants that.
To be naked? No, I think most people want to wear clothes.
Yes, that's what I...
So this happens. They eat this. It just takes one detergent pod?
One can do it. However, the more you consume, the more likely it is to happen.
Okay, so there's a chance with one.
Yes.
But the more you have, the more likely it is to happen.
Yes.
Okay. And what are some signs that this is happening to you?
Well, they begin foaming at the mouth.
Okay.
But it smells delightful.
Because it's soap.
Yes, it smells, you know, lemony fresh and springtime clean.
Okay.
However, unfortunately, it is incredibly dangerous. Their eyes will glaze over.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are just milling about and you all of a sudden smell, you know, that bright springtime fresh smell, mm-hmm. that could be a warning sign that one of them is near and possibly stalking you, possibly for the garments you're wearing.
Now, okay, I have a question about that, because, so, does the level of cleanliness of the garments you're wearing affect if you're likely to be attacked or not?
We have seen increases in, you know, attacks in people that were in, how do you say, more well-to-do areas, so therefore, yes, they kept their clothes more clean and fresh.
So they like clean clothes?
Preferably, yes. However, when they are desperate, they will go after nearly anything, even you, Mr. Hickney.
I think that was a shot at me, guys. I don't know. What do you think, True Believers? Was that a shot at David Hickney?
It was not, as you say, a shot at you. It was just a comment. And
feels like shots fired.
Mr. Hickney, you are 8 feet away behind plexiglass, and I can still smell your undergarments.
Yeah. You know why? That's to deter all the things out there. Have you heard of shithounds? We talked about those the first season.
I'm afraid I only have peripheral knowledge of shithounds,
yeah.
As you say.
Yeah. All these deterrents are for things like that. So just keep that in mind. It's not like I'm sitting behind plexiglass for pleasure. It's not like I get my rocks off standing behind plexiglass.
I imagine you... I actually don't want to imagine how you achieve that, but your garments, the state they're in, they will help protect you from the podheads for a time. However, there will be a time when you are the last, Mr. Hickney, and then they will take you.
But I'd be the last.
Considering I've never seen anybody in state worse than yours, yes, you will most likely be the last.
Good, that means I'm a survivor. Yes. I'm never going to give up, just so you know.
And regardless, Mr. Hickney, they will take you and your soiled britches.
Challenge accepted. Look, so you said they're zombies. Does that mean they are fully dead creatures?
Oh, no, they're not dead.
Oh, they're not dead? They're like more like voodoo zombies?
Well, voodoo zombies aren't fully zombies either. They are simply under the control of a drug in which you can command them because their free will is gone.
Okay, so what kind of zombies are these?
They feed off linen.
Mm-hmm.
And remnants of body hair. And spiced with lint, actually.
So if I were to, like, shave off my body hair, would that make me less susceptible?
I am desperately trying not to imagine that, but it might help, okay. But it may very well. Good Lord, I feel like I'm going to throw up in my mouth. But is there any way I could possibly get my water switched out with some scotch instead?
I save that for people I like.
I see.
So, are they independently moving creatures, or they have like a hive mind, or do they? Or we mentioned voodoo zombies, or somebody controlling them? Is there some sort of overlord controlling these?
We don't believe there is an overlord. We did hypothesize the hive mind theory at first. Mm-hmm. However, they seem to roam more in the sense of traditional zombies, in which they are mostly independent. However, they can, you know, congregate into, as they say, herds. And then they began roaming as one, and all being drawn by the scent of fresh linen.
Okay, so do they choose to join together, or does it just kind of happen?
It seems to just kind of happen. It does not seem to be an overt consciousness to them.
Okay, so they don't roam if they want to. They just roam on their own. Like, it just happens.
Yes, they will, you know, accidentally congregate. As you see in that that television show, what is it? Something about roaming around. The Walking Dead.
I don't know. I don't watch TV.
They will, you know, congregate into herds and begin moving as one across the countryside.
Okay. What's that, Roger? No, you don't have to worry about him. You don't wear clothes, man. It's fine.
You seem to be conversing with a praying mantis.
Roger's the co-host of the show now.
I see.
Why is that weird to you?
Oh, it's nothing. It's just, I don't understand where you would get a headset size.
Custom-made. My proxy Jimmy went and got it custom-made at a guitar center. Yes, that's right. Sorry, thank you, Roger. A guitar center, and they custom-made the headphones for him.
I see. And the young lady to my side here, she's...
Oh, yeah, that's Elizabeth Marin.
Hello.
How do you do?
Go ahead. Go ahead and talk, Elizabeth. I know you want to.
I was waiting.
She's our counterpoint.
For permission. I'm Elizabeth Marin. I am David Hickney's sister. I also have 3 PhDs and don't believe in most of the things that we discuss on this show. Also, I am responsible for gifting David his emotional support mantis.
Only thing I'm ever going to thank you for.
Which he seems to be getting along with very well, so I'm glad that you and Roger have bonded. That actually makes me very happy.
I mean, why wouldn't I? Roger's awesome.
Roger is awesome.
You encouraged this idea of the praying mantis with him.
Well, I gave him the emotional support mantis because, you know, many people with issues like those of my brother can benefit from bonding with an animal.
No, Roger, that's not a speech impediment. He's just not from the United States.
No, actually, making Roger a co-host and getting the tiny headphones and I want to believe poster and whatnot in his terrarium. Those were all David's idea.
Damn right they were.
And your small co-host was actually incorrect. I'm actually from Fort Worth, Texas.
What the hell's with the accent then?
Oh, my mother is from London and I spent my childhood in Cardiff.
What the hell's a Cardiff?
It's a small town outside of London.
Yeah, it does make him seem more effeminate, Roger, you're right.
Please stop projecting your own insecurities onto your mantis.
Are you on
it's
any
not good for you.
Kind of medication, Mr. Hickney?
He is.
Yeah, I take vitamin D by going outside and sitting in the sun.
Yes, which is a vast improvement. He used to not leave the basement.
You do seem like you prefer the D, Mr. Hickney.
Yeah, I take a lot of D all day long.
All right.
It keeps me well balanced.
This is a little too much gay baiting here. Let's get back
to
the topic.
Wait, what are you talking about? Gay baiting?
Yes.
I was talking about vitamin D.
You
getting sunlight.
Were talking about vitamin D. I believe Dr. Edwards was not.
What was he talking about?
Did
then?
No such thing.
What was he talking about then? I'm very confused.
He was insinuating that you're a homosexual.
Roger, just explain to me. Dick? Really? Dick?
I did no such thing. I'm afraid your tiny co-host misunderstood me.
Roger's pretty apt.
I'm sure he is.
Anyway, let's talk about these podheads, because that's what's important. Not your jerkwaddy comments.
Oh, don't worry, Mr. Hickney. As I said before, you won't have anything to worry from them for quite a while. Unfortunately,
good.
Your co-host, your sister, we'll be in danger from them much sooner.
Well, that's because she doesn't
she's
listen.
Not quite lovely.
She doesn't listen. Are you hitting on her? She's married.
No, I'm just saying that she actually seems like she washes her garments.
Look,
I do.
I will tell you right now, if you come after my sister, I will call Dad Terrence and he will beat your ass.
Oh, dear. I'm terribly afraid.
I'd actually be more worried about Mom Vicky, but...
Well, yeah, she would come second, but she would end you. Like, end you.
I see.
Thank you, David. I actually appreciate you defend my honor. It's something that you haven't done in a long time. I am perfectly capable of taking care of myself, but the fact that you care enough to make silly threats means a lot to me.
You've ruined the moment. You've ruined it. Just saying. Completely ruined. All right, I think we're going to have to take a break before I, you know, lose my temper and Roger kills something that he shouldn't. So we're going to take a break. Here's some words from our sponsors, and then we'll be back right after this. Freak of the Week is sponsored by Rogers Landmines, the most sensitive landmines you can find. Hair trigger is an understatement with Rogers Landmines, not affiliated with mantises. Hey everyone, this is Nick Mataragas from Surreal. I just wanted to kind of give you a little bit of a taste of all the things I've had to tolerate while recording this season, so that you know what I went through to give you this new season of Surreal, which comes out September 21st. Thanks.
Her name is Pumpernickel or Pumper whatever.
Peppernickel, yeah.
We called her Pumpernickel
sure.
Because her face looked like a friggin' piece of pumpernickel. She was not
that seems
an attractive girl.
Okay. Did that make you uncomfortable?
At first, yes. But then I realized that I wasn't an American pussy, and I was fine with it.
So you think it was just like an unwritten understanding?
I am not aware.
Of your own thoughts?
At this time, no. I am not aware of my own thoughts.
I like to name my sponges.
I feel like I should take the Third Amendment on this because
Do you mean the Fifth?
I think we've had quite enough insertions for the day, quite frankly.
Agreed.
All right, true believers, we're back. Thank you for listening to those words from our sponsors. Give them money, because then they give us money, which then I use to, you know, keep...
Hopefully pay rent.
And definitely not like my clothes.
Why am I getting it from two directions right now?
He has clothes.
More than
he
that.
Anyway,
yes,
we're talking about podhead zombies here. They're detergent pod eating people that have turned into zombies because they ate some soap and now they eat clothes that are clean. That's what we're talking about, right?
Yes, they become addicted to the taste of the fresh linen. Yeah. The lemony scents and such.
Lemony scents.
I've seen it happen with one pod, but the more they ingest, the chances increase rapidly.
Is the size of the person a factor? Excuse me, true believers. Is the size of the person a factor?
Yes. For example, you would have to consume quite a number of pods for you to become endangered for them.
I feel like he's taking shots at me again. Anyway, we're going to take a caller. Caller, what's your name, where are you from, and what's your question for Dr. Ty Dillinger Edwards?
Oh, dear.
It's me. Right. What's up, dude?
Hi.
Mr. Hickney, is there a way you can trace this call? I do believe we have...
I don't trace calls.
Look, this person could be in danger. It sounds like he's already ingested at least one pot.
No. I just did a couple, man. It's fine.
Son, listen to me. Tell me your name.
My name?
Yes.
It's, Duke.
Duke, listen to me.
Hello, Duke.
Hello.
You sound like you may have already ingested one pod.
Did you eat some soap, Duke?
Well, it was a dare, man. It was fine.
Are you feeling okay?
I'm feeling wonderful, man.
Oh, my God.
So what does he do? What does Duke do here?
What do I do, man?
Duke, I'm afraid, is right on the edge. He could be helped, but we would have to find out his exact location and call emergency services.
Poison control, I think, would probably be the best.
Wait, we shouldn't be calling authorities about anything.
Look,
I don't even know where I'm at right now.
Or at the very least, you could go to the pharmacy and pick up some Ipecac. Ipecac.
Why doesn't he just stick his finger down his throat and throw up?
It may not be enough, Mr. Hickney.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
He may need a shot of adrenaline already at this point.
I don't know about... It's dangerous.
Could we just scare him and make the adrenaline pump through his body?
No, unfortunately...
Cool,
boo!
Man, it's not cool,
no,
man!
Mr. Hickney,
no,
please,
Roger,
don't!
It's okay, I wasn't booing on
Who's
you.
Who's the hell's Roger,
No,
man?
Mr. Hickney, if you increase
Roger's
his heart rate, you could increase the process. We need to counteract the process of the springtime fresh smelling. Mr. Duke.
Mr. Hickney, please.
Mr. Duke, if you could possibly get a handful of your own feces.
What?
No.
I don't know what you want me to do.
We need to counteract the fresh smell.
I'm not touching that stuff, man.
Go to your homemade compost with your shit in it. That's all the true belief.
Oh, yes. Get it out, my son. Yes. Get it out.
Close.
If you could even possibly put a pink in the stink and then smell that.
There seems to be an evolution happening on the other end of the phone.
My God, I thought he was vomiting it out at first.
Oh, God.
Not another one. I'm afraid he's gone past the point. Oh, Lord.
Roger's making an exit.
Oh, God.
So, that sounded bad.
Yes, I'm afraid he's past the point of no return.
So he's a pothead now.
He is.
So what? Okay, so if you're attacked by a pothead, what do you do?
The best thing that you can do is to take the sharp end of an axe and place it into their brain pan.
So same with a regular zombie.
Yes.
Please, gentle viewers, listeners, actually, do not go around stabbing anyone in the brain.
Honestly,
unless they are a pothead.
I prefer never stab anyone
in the brain.
A cricket bat could also work. Blunt force trauma is doable, but we do prefer sharp objects. They do a cleaner job, And they, if you are a swift swinger, they usually only take one
hit. Swift swinger.
Yes.
I just feel like I should interject. Memoriam Development and Freak of the Week do not condone the murder of anyone.
But
ever.
It is not the murder, Miss Marin. I'm afraid they are already far gone.
David
it's
Hickney
too late
and the DVMPE do condone the ending of zombies.
Thank you, Mr. Hickney. Thank you. We need to get as many people behind this cause as possible.
All right. Elizabeth, we just heard one turn into a zombie. You can't think that these don't exist.
I don't know that we necessarily heard anyone turn into a zombie. We heard someone vomit, and then their voice became hoarse after they vomited, which
they
is...
completed the transformation.
So
Ms.
you're
Marin.
okay believing someone can turn into a horse after throwing up?
Now I knew by using that terminology you were going to jump to a ridiculous conclusion. No, often the stomach acids and things in your stomach, once they exit your throat, if you vomit profusely, it can cause your voice to become raspy. It can also dehydrate you, causing you to be disoriented, and you may say some strange things. So I believe that caller probably should just, you know, go to the hospital and get an IV.
Now, Miss Marin, I'm afraid I can't speak to the pseudoscience that you're talking about. But
you mean actual science?
Mr. Hickney, I got my master's in cryptozoology at DeVry.
I have a PhD in cryptozoology.
Yeah, she just got it.
And
I'm very proud.
Speaking to your instance about turning into horses, we have looked for evidence on the human centaurs, and we have not found any so far. However, so they, thankfully, may not be an issue, but I'm afraid the podheads, as you just heard, solid proof of are an epidemic.
My research has shown that centaurs are probably not real, but satyrs are definitely real.
Satyrs are an excellent possibility.
Goat guys are out there, just so you know, true believers. I think we have another caller. Caller, what's your name and where are you from?
This is Butch Reed Richards.
Butch Reed Richards.
Hello, Butch.
Yeah, me and my wife, Tara Denise, were just having breakfast. Mm-hmm. We finished up and had a nice little bacon and eggs.
Wait, you're Butch Reed Richards and your wife is Tara Denise Richards?
Indeed. I don't have time for this. We were having breakfast, and then my wife went to the laundry room, and she came out, and she had foam all around her mouth.
Oh, Lord.
And she was trying to come at my face like she was going to, like, eat my lips or something.
I
punched her in the throat, and she's on the ground right now, unconscious. But the foam is still there, and I'm afraid that she's just going to attack me.
That's not good.
Mr. Richards, was she still speaking coherently? Were you able to get anything out of her?
No, there was something coming out of her mouth.
Oh, my goodness.
That's why she's foaming at the mouth.
Does it smell wonderful?
Well, define wonderful, I mean, that's kind of subjective, sir.
We're looking for an incredibly pleasant scent, such as, you know, lemon or a fresh linen, perhaps lavender.
It was really more minty.
I was going to say, could it possibly have been toothpaste?
That's actually a plausible explanation.
Oh, if it's just toothpaste, then that's fantastic, Mr. Richards.
Where do I...
It's not fantastic, because he just told us that he punched her in the throat.
I thought she was going to eat my face.
There are probably four things that would be fantastic if it wasn't a Tide Pod. Toothpaste.
Yes.
Mouthwash.
Possible.
Cocaine.
Could be.
And in dirt. Those are the things that can make your mouth foam that would be fantastic at this point because it wouldn't mean she's a pothead.
I
have
cocaine,
those four
if
fantastic
things. If you're foaming
things.
At the mouth after cocaine, that means you're having an overdose.
Now, listen, I have to come to the defense of Mr. Richards here. You merely took a precautionary measure, and I congratulate you on that, especially with the epidemic going around. However, is she still unconscious?
Yes.
All right, look.
Is that because you punched her?
Now, the toothpaste
or
the cocaine is a possibility. However, you are to take a further precaution. I would suggest... bringing her upright into a chair and possibly taping her to it until she comes to. But in the meantime, if you happen to have a cooking mallet and a screwdriver, I would keep that handy just in case the worst comes to it.
When he ties her up in the chair, should he leave her kind of crumpled or should he stretch her out? Should Mr. Richards stretch her?
You know what? That's actually a good point. Mr. Richards, I would keep one arm free just to see if she makes any kind of lunging motion for your clothes with a hand. As long as she is still securely tied up, you should still be safe.
I'm guessing the one thing you don't want here is her to get loose.
Exactly.
Because it would suck if Mrs. Richards disappeared.
That would absolutely be the worst thing.
All I've got is a tape measure and a wooden spoon.
Goodness.
I think perhaps if you want to ensure that your wife doesn't attack you again, just based on what you've given me here, foaming at the mouth could very well be toothpaste as well as coming out of the laundry room. Maybe try putting your clothes in the hamper and the toilet seat down.
I really don't see how that has anything to do with
it. It can cause rage in a wife, I assure you.
Mr. Richards, if you could possibly check the laundry room and see if there are any pods missing.
Sorry, she's coming too. What do I do?
Quickly,
help her up off of the floor.
No, Mr. Richards,
She's looking at me real cross.
Break off one of the legs to your chairs.
You're in the throat.
This is looking really grim right here, true believers.
Mr. Richards, please, break off one of your chair legs. You may need it to defend yourself and possibly puncture her skull.
It sounds like there's a whole storm of trouble.
Luckily, I don't have any... All my chairs are plastic.
Oh, God.
I got a lawn chair. Can I just kind of put it around her head?
That's actually... It could immobilize her momentarily.
Well, if I put that on her head... I'll escape out the back door. I can lock the door. Then she'd have to try and escape through the dog door. She won't fit with that thing around her.
That's a good point.
It's a last resort measure, but sure. If that's all you have, Mr. Richards, please.
Okay. Well, I'm outside now.
Can you see it through the window?
Well, all our windows are boarded up because, to be fair, it's not really our house. We're just squatting.
I totally get that.
Mr. Richards, I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to take the risk of poking your head through the dog door.
Okay.
Good luck, Mr. Richards.
Thank you, Mr. Richards. That was a very intense call.
Mr. Hickney, we don't know what kind of situation he was in.
I'm actually very concerned for his wife.
Look, I just want to point out that without the doctor being here, he was certainly doomed. I'm just saying.
I disagree.
Well, perhaps now he knows what precautionary measures he can take. If, unfortunately, the worst comes to true and his wife is, in fact, a pothead, I hope to the good Lord that that is not true.
Well, I am exhausted. Roger is sweating, and bugs don't normally sweat, so that's weird. I think this is a good time to take another break. We'll be back right after a word from our sponsors, True Believers. Freak of the Week is sponsored by Lyft Munch. Move over, Uber Eats. Why eat out when Lyft can munch for you? Lyft Munch.
Greetings, Earther scum.
Hey, friend, don't despair.
No need to slit any throats yet.
Do you find that you're suffering from a lack of insanity? A lack of hilarity?
I've got a solution for you.
It's perfectly natural.
It's Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden.
You aren't going to like it.
What is it?
It's a new sketch comedy podcast from Memoriam Development and the DVMPE.
I came up with these shitty names.
Everyone is so damn sensitive these days.
What can you expect out of Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden?
Been known to dissolve teeth on contact.
Goddamn gross is what it is.
Well, this sucks.
Ah, applesauce.
That's what this stuff is.
Really makes people uncomfortable.
I like it.
Keep going.
Mr. Wiggly will make you say,
don't fuck them.
In front of Grandma.
Oh, God, no. I'm not a monster.
I are getting violent.
Oh, God, really? Okay, wrap it up.
You're not cleaning that up again.
All right, True Believers, we're back. Thank you for listening to our sponsors. We are here with Dr. Ty Dillinger Edwards. We're also here with Roger and Elizabeth Marin talking about podheads. Elizabeth.
Hello.
You kind of got quiet there towards the end of that last call.
It was intense.
What are your thoughts on what just happened?
Well, first of all, I do not condone violence. I do not condone spousal violence.
Neither do I.
In any way, shape, or form. I think that some of these callers, we should be tracing these calls and sending the police to people's homes.
I actually agree with that.
Because people tend to have victims in their basements. They're beating their spouses.
Wait,
they're raping people, and I'm very concerned about you, David. I thought that this was a good outlet for you, but I may have to shut this show down if this all keeps happening.
All of these people that we talk to are the victims here. These things are going on to them. It's not like
Had some people that are not victims calling us.
Oh, yeah. All those racists from the first Alien episode.
Well, and I completely forgot about the racism. So much.
I
think the show is just taking a dark turn that I've tried to be supportive, and I don't know if I can continue with this.
True Believers, I will say that not only does Freak of the Week and Memorial Development not condone any kind of abuse towards other people, but neither does David Hickney or the DVMPE towards people.
Towards people?
Yes.
All right. However, I do worry that some of the mental conditions of some of your callers and some of your experts prevent them. They're having psychotic breaks and breaks with reality, and they do truly believe that people are creatures, thus enabling them to hurt these people.
I think we all know that creatures are creatures and people are people. And when people are creatures, that makes them creatures and not people anymore. And when creatures are people, they're people.
But what makes it okay to hurt a creature? For instance, Roger is not a people, but you would never hurt Roger.
He's a mantis.
Yes.
He's not a creature.
He's a creature.
No, he's a mantis.
Yes, which is a type of creature. An insect creature.
Just an insect. He's not a creature. He's a mantis.
But he's still not a people, and yet you would never
harm
Roger.
He's kind of a people. He's my co-host.
Right. So do you think that all creatures are evil, then? That there's no possibility that any of these creatures could have human traits, emotions, feelings, possibly be afraid of us?
I'm sure there are
creatures. Assuming any of them are real?
I'm sure there are creatures out there that are friendly, helpful creatures. But generally, with this show, we talk about the things that we need to be afraid of, that we need to know
about.
But
why are you afraid of them? How do you know that you need to be? What is your proof that any of them are dangerous?
They're going
to
eat our clothes, Elizabeth.
Moths eat your clothes. Do you hate moths?
Yes. They're annoying. They fly around your face. They fly around lights. They're always flapping into things. I had one fly into the grill the other day.
The suicidal moths is a problem.
It's annoying.
They tend to self-immolate, which is disturbing
right.
to me.
Exactly.
So you actually hate moths? What about Luna moths? They're quite beautiful.
I mean, they're cool, and then they blow up in the bug zapper, and that's even cooler.
Wow. Roger is just giving you a look right now because, you know,
Roger eats them.
He does eat them, but
he
Roger eats
it's
them
like
because
dessert.
He has to.
I give him the bee head for dinner, and then I give him a nice big old damn Luna moth for dessert, and he just goes to town on that shit. He's just like, nom, 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 nom.
Roger is a large mantis.
He's getting kind of fat. Sorry, Roger.
Yeah, to take down a Luna moth.
Don't look at me
that way.
You
know it's true. The size of the palm of your hand.
You know it's true, Roger. Don't give me that look. Look, we're going to take another caller. Caller, what?
I'm genuinely worried about what's going to happen right now.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
My name is Brad Preston.
Hi, Brad. Brad what?
Preston.
Preston.
And I am the legal representation for the Tide Corporation.
Oh. Hello, Brad.
Hello.
What's Tide?
Tide created pods that people are eating that as Dr. Edwards brought up earlier, it is a phenomena. And though a lot of things are pinned on millennials, it's actually technically Generation Z that are eating these and putting them on YouTube. It's created some issues for Tide because you shouldn't eat soap.
It is a
poison.
So basically what you're telling me is this is a corporate shill that's responsible for people eating poison
oh,
soap.
Oh, no.
This gentleman is responsible for people turning into zombies. He has quite a lot to answer for, I'm afraid.
It's the responsibility of the people that are eating the pods.
Okay.
I am the legal representation.
You're the
of
legal
the Tide Corporation.
That sends out poison pods for people to eat.
Actually, I have a statement to make.
Sure, why not?
Okay, we at the Tide Corporation do not condone the oral consumption of any Tide products.
What about rectal consumption?
I have not spoken with my clients about that, but I believe they would not appreciate that.
Okay.
It was not designed for that.
Okay.
And yes, it may cause zombification.
Ah!
See?
But this was not our intent. It was not designed for that in mind. It was designed to wash your clothes, which obviously some people on this podcast do not appreciate.
So is this the Tide Corporation officially taking responsibility for the epidemic?
no, we are not taking responsibility for this because we believe that it was not designed for this intention. In fact, our new products have a warning label that says, please do not consume our products.
I'm afraid it's a little late for warnings.
The original product did not have a warning, do not ingest label on it, because it has been scientifically proven that the colors and texture of the Tide Pods make them resemble, say, Gushers, the fruit candy.
What's a Gusher?
It's a little fruit candy that when you bite into it, there's juice inside. Didn't Mom pack them in your lunch? Vicky always packed them for me.
No, Lauren never packed anything but organic fruits into my lunch.
Ah.
Damn it.
And eating organically is probably the way to go, which Tide Pods are not organic.
I just want to point out that in his statement, they admitted that yes. It will zombify you.
They actually admitted
it. What's your response to that, Elizabeth?
That consuming toxins and poisons can affect your brain chemistry.
Yes.
So
yes,
you agree that these pod heads exist?
They turn people into zombies, which he just admitted.
I think the term zombie is a bit of a misnomer, but I do believe it is possible for people to fall ill. I definitely do not condone...
He said zombie.
I definitely zombification.
Zombie.
Zombification.
Zombification. Zombification. When you use terms like zombie...
Zombification.
Which can be used in court against them.
Because of pop culture and our society.
This episode is being recorded.
And the prevalence of, you know, zombies in pop culture and shows such as The Walking Dead.
Still don't know what that is.
It's
not very good.
It used to be. Yeah. It does drive people to commit violent acts. And you should really, if you see someone who is a podhead who has consumed Tide Pods, please... simply get them to the hospital so that they can get their stomach pumped.
That is exactly what we recommend.
Do not hit them over the head with anything.
I'm pretty sure if you take them to the hospital, the government will be there waiting to brainwash them.
And unfortunately, they can consume all of the hospital's linens.
We do not claim legal responsibility for anybody using our products with a different intent than what they were designed for. It's clearly marked on the bottle
and
on all packaging that it is made or laundry. Are called laundry pods.
And why do you... I just... Now that I have you on the phone, I'm very curious. Uh-huh. And maybe Mr. Edwards could answer this question as well. Why... Tide, the detergent, has been around for some time. Why do you think youth is more attracted to the pods, to eating the pods, rather than doing shots of the detergent itself?
And I think everyone knows it's because the detergent is just too thick. It doesn't go down well.
Yeah, how are you supposed to take a shot of a thick thing?
But when you bite into the pod, it's the same.
Like, do you have to water down the detergent before you take the shot?
First of all, I should not probably have planted that idea into anyone's head. Do not drink Tide or any laundry detergent.
Roger, put the little cap down. Thank you.
No, I'm afraid it's just too thick. It would be like trying to do a shot out of maple syrup or something. It just wouldn't go down.
Right? Yeah, it would take 15 minutes to do a shot
of maple
syrup. It
would be too slow. Couldn't really do a real shot of
it. It is the consistency of maple syrup. That is how it's designed so that it will not be consumed.
But people love maple syrup and consume it all the time. I just ate some before the show started.
We at the Tide Corporation have known that this can cause zombification for some years now, but we did not believe that people would use it for such moronic intent.
Have you ever been to Florida?
I actually live in Florida.
Boom.
I actually feel completely vindicated. They just accepted responsibility and admitted that they knew all along it was possible.
Yeah, this whole conspiracy
was absolutely true.
Yes, any laundry detergent consumed can cause zombification.
You know which laundry detergent won't? One of our sponsors, Tom's Laundry Detergent. Tom's all-natural laundry detergent. It will almost get your clothes clean.
Just so you know, Gain will cause severe zombification.
I don't think anyone uses that anymore.
I don't know what... Elizabeth, what do I use for soap?
We actually make our own soap.
Oh, good. That's exactly what I wanted to hear.
You should be using Tide.
You're done. Roger, good job on the hangout button. That was fantastic. You nailed it, buddy. Fantastic.
Yes,
we do not agree with corporate shills on this show, and advertisements for people that are not spending ad money on this show are not endorsed by David Hickney, Freak of the Week, Memoriam Development, but maybe the DVMPE. We're not sure. So, Doctor, what is it, just laundry detergents? Or let's say if there was like a pod of dish soap or something like that, would that also create a pothead?
They don't seem to be drawn to the dish detergent. It seems to be for the clothes.
Just the clothes. Okay. Yes, so if I ate dish detergent, it's not a problem.
You don't eat dish detergent,
should be
David.
Fine, I suppose. I really can't speak to the taste. So.
It did not taste like lemon. Let's just put it that way.
I see. And you seem perfectly healthy, so...
Yeah, I'm fine. I mean, I lost a bet to Roger, and, you know, I had to pay up.
You don't seem to be foaming at the mouth or showing any of the signs, and you certainly don't smell pleasant.
Yeah, well, that's because things are happening downstairs.
We can see that. So, I think that you are not in the immediate risk of becoming a podhead.
That's good to know.
It really only seems to be the clothes detergent that is attracting all these millennials.
Okay. Good to know, good to know. I think we have one last caller here. Caller, what's your name? Where are you from?
It's Randall Jacksonville!
Randall Jacksonville?
Hello, Randall.
Randall from Jacksonville!
I believe from he's from Jacksonville, yeah.
What the hell? What's up, Randall?
Yeah, I was listening to the show, and you guys gave me a great idea.
What's that?
Totally taking a shot of the Tide Pod. Huh. I just invented a new drink.
Oh, great.
You get a shot of Fireball and a Tide Pod, and you got a Tidy Ball. Yeah!
What's Fireball?
It's actually a fairly clever name.
Fireball is a terrible dessert whiskey. That's cinnamon.
Ew.
It tastes like mouthwash.
Seth, come here. Try this. No, man, I'm gonna pass, man. It seems kind of crazy.
Oh, good Lord.
Come on, cinnamon and salt. What could go wrong? All right.
Please don't
talk me into it, man.
Mr. Randall, I would highly advise you not to consume this. You may end up becoming zombified.
Look, I think you need to talk to him in a vernacular that he'll understand.
Oh, yes.
Yo, dog.
Yeah, what's up?
Don't be putting that, let me see if I get this right.
Yes.
Heinous shit down your mouth hole.
What's heinous? He said anus, guys.
Bro, try not to shoot that shit.
Oh yeah.
I don't know what he just said. Yeah. Crazy talk.
Oh Lord.
I think he's daring us, man.
Oh no,
are you double dog daring us?
Please don't.
If I could interject, I speak idiot.
Okay.
Oh, there's Jit there?
Yeah. Hey, man, like, totally don't do that shot or it'll totally, like, kill your vibe with the chicks, man. Like, they'll never, ever want to go down on you because you'll be, like, weird and foamy. Even if you're all soapy, chicks don't like the soap, man.
Whoa.
Totally put the pods away, dude.
I don't
want
to do it now, dude.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Me too.
As she said, it would
I'll
be...
I'll take anyone going down on me. Whatever.
It would be...
The babes don't like the pod. They don't like the shots, man.
Oh, no way.
Yes,
man,
don't do it.
I'm just going to never clean my junk again.
No, you should definitely clean your junk. Just don't swallow soap.
It would be completely uncool if you were to do it, dude. So please don't do it.
I know, it sounds so lame. Yeah, man.
Oh, no. No, please. Please don't swallow it.
No, don't swallow it. No, no.
Seth, chug it.
Don't swallow, man.
Oh, God.
I heard them all.
Miss Marin, if you could please not interject. We almost had them.
And we did almost have them.
Until
and then
you
decided
got into
speak.
The method of things. Mr. Hickney, is this what she always does? Is that she interrupts
she tends,
the progress?
She tends to get in the way of things.
My
I mean,
God, she could have caused another epidemic and now in Florida.
I do appreciate your efforts, Elizabeth. But you should have let the expert...
Oh, you mean when the expert started talking and then they decided to do the shot after I talked them out of it?
They were doing completely fine until you got into the scene, Miss Marin.
They were not.
My
they
goodness.
Were trying
Mr. Hickney, we could have another charges. Epidemic and now in Florida.
Well, I mean, no great loss there.
This just serves more to the case of Florida to be completely walled off.
Maybe they'll get that guy from Tide that lives there.
Possibly.
Hopefully Randy Jacksonville finds him.
Oh, my God.
Well, true believers, we almost saved some lives there.
Almost.
Elizabeth. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Freak of the Week. Thank you to Dr. Ty Dillinger Edwards.
Yes, thank you for having me. And how do I get out of here?
The door. Yes. I guess thank you to Elizabeth. For my co-host, love you, buddy. I'm David Hickney. Until next time.
Freak of the Week was created by me, David Hickney. Apparently Elizabeth Marin is a character played by Amanda Davila, or so they say. What? All of the experts and phone calls were performed by a cast of actors? What the hell? I don't know who Patrick Harrington, David Musto, and Paul Hennick are, but they are now on my shit list. The Freak of the Week theme was created by David Vox Mullen, artwork by Nick Mataragas. Freak of the Week is produced by Nick Mataragas and David Vox Mullen. Ha! Produced! Freak of the Week is a Memoriam Development production distributed by the DVMPE.
Memoriam Development.